to Unsigned 518. I am here with Doomsday Mechanics. How's it going?
Pretty great.
How wonderful.
It's a beautiful drive up.
So where are you guys coming up from?
We live in Richfield Springs, which, I mean, what people are going to know is Cooperstown, New York. So, you know, wow. Baseball Hall of Fame.
That's fucking crazy. You're you're the second band that I've had in today, and the second band that was like, yeah, I'm coming from, and they said some little town I've never heard of, and they're like, but, you know, Cooperstown.
Who was the other, who was the other band?
Supercart.
Where were they? They were out of...
I think they said they mostly are in Oneonta is where
where
they play at.
City of Hills.
Yeah, you'll have to check them out. They were really cool. Like, we hung out for a while after the episode was done because I ended up with some free time. And I was like, you guys want to just chill for a little bit before Doomsday Mechanics get here?
Well, I'll listen to the episode.
But. Yeah. The episode will be out right before yours.
Small world.
It is.
It was a beautiful drive. Beautiful drive.
It's a nice drive out here. Yeah. It's pretty hot, though. So I guess before we get started, what we should do is we'll start, you know, it's not a visual podcast, but to my left, and just introduce yourself and what you do in the band.
My name is Gino, and I play guitar.
My name is Joe, and I play rhythm guitar and do vocals and fight with my brother Gino.
I'm Jeff. I play bass, and I do a little bit of off-key background vocals.
And there's a fourth member, correct?
Matt, he's our drummer, and he... was supposed to be here, and then work got...
He was in the car with me.
Oh.
The door was locked.
No way.
We were ready to go.
And he got called to door?
And we were at work.
Oh.
And things just kind of went sideways a little bit in a couple areas.
And you sacrificed your drummer?
Yeah. I'm like, dude.
As we often do.
And that's what he said. He's like, you guys got this.
You're like, all right, whatever. See you, dude.
I was going to, you had to do the B.A. Baracus and trick
him. Oh, dude. It wasn't going to happen.
The B.A. Baracus.
Yeah, it was going to throw him.
Of course I get that reference. Yeah, B.A. doesn't fly, you know? they would have to trick him and then strap him down to the
in
plane.
In similar ways every time.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's Matt because he's a big dude.
Yeah, it would take.
He's our BA, yeah.
It would take more than the three of us to strap him down.
The face man.
You'd be Murdoch. Murdoch.
No, I'm the face man for ice. Jeff, you might be face, actually. I'll be Murdoch. You can be Hannibal.
Hannibal, yes.
Yeah. All right.
Sweet. Not the cannibal, of course.
No.
So I guess what we want to do is, like, really, and it doesn't matter who wants to take lead, but kind of go back and tell the origin story, I guess, as it is, of Doomsday Mechanics.
All right, so you want to do it, and then if I'll tap it or tag in.
So Joe and I are twin brothers. We started a band with Maddie, who is our cousin. It's like a family band type thing. And his brother started
on
bass.
Like the Carpenters.
Yeah, like the Carpenters.
Yeah.
Or like Chevelle.
Just like Chevelle.
Chevelle brothers?
Chevelle used to be three brothers. And now it's two brothers and their sister's husband.
and pretty classically trained, I think, if I recall.
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah. Those guys went to, like, what's the big music school? No, it's an art school.
I mean, a true power trio, because they sound bigger than a three-piece. They're just still a three-piece, right?
They're a three-piece.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So we had a band that we played in for a while. We toured a couple times, and I think we just got burned out. The last tour was a little tumultuous.
And what was the name of that band?
That band's name was
Friends
in Need Of.
It's a good name.
I mean, it's even hard for us to say. That's how south it went.
Dude, I definitely remember that shit from
EQX?
When I was at EQ Exposure.
Oh,
there you go.
I
definitely remember that. I'm almost fucking positive that I played it on the show.
I think it was played, I believe. It was a screen printed CD case of a motorcycle jumping over a dinosaur was the cover. It was like a gold screen printed. It looked like shit.
Without question, remember. I absolutely remember that. And one of the reasons I think I remember that is because for a while I had a bunch of those EQ Exposure shows on CD. And I never listened to them. And then, like, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago, I found one of them in a box. And I listened to it.
No shit.
And it was that one. Because I was like, oh, yeah, I remember all these. But yeah, Friends. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Small world, huh?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. So for those who aren't aware of the context, I used to host EQ Exposure on EQX 22 years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
22
yeah,
or three
that's
years
when we
ago.
Were doing stuff.
And you guys sent me your shit, and I played it on the radio.
And back, I mean, that meant a lot back in the day. Hearing your songs on the radio,
was amazing.
So cool.
I mean, now it's cool, but back then it was like and
different
even
level.
As the host, I knew that, like, not like, oh, I've got the power, but like, I knew that, like, you know, I could make somebody's fucking like year.
Oh yeah.
By just being like, oh, I dig this song. I'm gonna play it on the radio. Like, and I would always try to like let people know, like, hey, I'm, you know, I'm gonna play. You're gonna play. You know,
that's
didn't always work out because in those days communication wasn't as easy.
Yeah. But, but man, what a magic. Yeah, that's awesome.
Holy shit.
So thank, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem, man.
So that band, we kind of stopped, and we didn't really play music for a while. And then I think it was Jeff and I met, and we kind of hit it off, and we just started kind of goofing around on guitar, and that started, I think, to simmer.
Well, Matt and I were writing songs, because I would get together with Maddie.
That's true,
him and
yes.
I were writing a bunch of songs, and then we kind of all got, I think that's how it happened.
Right, yeah, I started working with Gino, and then COVID hit, right? And I'm a guitar player. Traditionally, not a good one, but a guitar player. But you know, we've been friends and we're working together for years. So you said we got these new songs. I just bought a bass, you know, COVID purchase, more free time.
What?
And he said, hey, if you want, come lay it down. So I did, and boy, it's just been nothing but good times.
Oh, yeah, it's worked out. Serendipity.
Yeah.
So it was just like 2019-20-ish when the outfit came together.
Yeah, I think 21 is when I joined, so you guys must have been doing stuff.
I mean, we were basically, when you joined was when the band
restarted.
That was the beginning of the band. Yeah, I mean, I think we had a couple, Matt and I had worked on just a couple, banged out a couple songs,
right?
But it was just guitar, drums, and I don't even
think my wife was in it for a bit too, and I wasn't, which was weird.
Those indeed. Let's touch
that's
on
that. That's why
we
had, I think, yeah, you and I
elaborate.
Yeah, Tara played, but I don't know if we, those
Tara
are played bass
songs
for, she recorded, dude.
And but I don't know if we were technically the Doomsday Mechanics yet.
No, I guess, but it was
that
the
was
first iteration.
Yeah, I guess so.
Some of those songs made it to be,
yes. No, none of those songs are our songs.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that was,
Oh.
So the origins are a little bit murky.
As all band origins,
but it's true rock and roll, though.
Yeah. But yeah, and that's when it kind of hit up. We got back in.
Yeah.
And yeah. Bang. So I mean, we're running through the same years as you, because you're what?
51.
And we're 47.
Parallel.
Yeah. So I mean, we played music back in the day, like in the early 90s, was our origins.
Yeah, me too. But then I didn't for
same with
really
us.
Really, like decades. You know, like decades. I didn't do anything until Shortwave Radio Band came along, and then that was. I mean, Shortwave is basically the first band I've been in that wasn't a cover band or wasn't either me filling in, like with a cover band, or you know, playing with a cover band. But I've never been really in an original band.
Oh, really?
Since like one fucking summer in like 1993.
That first one throws you off, dude. Once that first one crashes, it takes a little while.
Yeah, it does, man.
Oh, yeah, you get burnt
out for a while. Yeah.
And you're just like, nah, dude, I never want to do that.
Especially when you're young and you're like, oh, man, I'm going to be a
idealistic
star.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. Like, this is so good. We're going to be stars.
Yeah, and you hear yourself
all your
QX, and you think your trajectory's like this, and then it levels out.
You're like, nah, I don't want to do that. I'm going to be a rock star. Opportunities are burned.
I remember, like, do you know that band Men at Work?
Oh, yeah.
And Colin Hay, the singer, I've actually met him a couple times, and he's like
super
nice.
Underrated as a voice
amazing.
And songwriter,
like, amazing.
Yeah.
And a guitar play, like his guitar playing is like mind-blowing. And I he was playing at some place in Great Barrington, Mass, and it was like a small place, and I ended up sitting at a booth with him and shooting the shit with him for like literally like 45 minutes, just me, a buddy, and Colin Hay. And he was like telling us these stories. And, you know, he was like, you know, Men at Work, we were top of the world, like, you know, on these tours, on private fucking jets, doing all this stuff. And he goes, and then I was a carpenter again after that. Like, you know, like
that's
he was
wild.
Like at the top of his game, you know, number one songs.
Yeah.
And within just a couple years, he's like, I'm building fucking houses again because, you know, that all like dry. And then as he started coming up again, like, one day he was like, you know, he got invited to play with Ringo Starr. And like, so he's like up playing with Ringo Starr and the Ringo Starr All-Stars. And then he goes to the next day, he's like, it's freezing fucking cold. And I'm standing there pumping my own gas in my economy car being like, none of these people around here know that, like, you know, and he's like, yesterday I played with Ringo Starr, you know? Right. Like, so, like, you're right. It just can just go away so fast. Like, so fast.
I remember in elementary school, we had the music books for, like, music class, and you'd have to sing, and we sang a Men at Work song. It was in our elementary music book.
Oh, and the music teacher gushed over it. Like, the writing.
He was busy pumping his own gas.
That was still at the top of his
elementary school, he was saying, you know, because.
But I mean, for your song to be taught to kids,
that's the level.
I mean,
yeah. And I mean,
how do you even reconcile that?
Right. And it's ones, you know, like fucking Down Under. Like, that song you hear.
It's ingrained.
Everywhere. Yeah. Like, but then, even now. Like, yeah. But or then, Who Can It Be Now?
Which I think is. Oof.
Yeah. That and he said that, and again, like, I heard this right, like, it kind of trips me out.
Right from the guy's mouth.
He said that song. Started out, it was supposed to be creepy. You know, like how it's got ba-ba-da-ba-da. It started out on the guitar as dun-dun-dun-dun, and it was supposed to be like this really creepy song. And then he goes, you know, then the radio or the record execs got a hold of it. And they were like, hey, why don't we pop that up a little bit and add some horns, you know? He's really cool. But it's a really interesting study in how you can go from the top of the world to back to your day job.
Unwild.
And then back up, you know, because now he's at that, like, comfortable level.
Yeah.
Where he's, like, you know, touring and doing his own stuff. And, like, but, yeah, he went right back to being a carpenter.
I remember, like, growing up, because I'm a little bit younger, but, like, Scrubs. He was on Scrubs.
He said that
Zach Braff. He credits Zach Braff 100% with reinvigorating his
career. Starting it back up.
Zach Braff reached out to him and was personally and was like, hey, I love your music. I'd like to have you come on Scrubs.
Cool.
And then everybody was like, oh, I remember this guy in it.
Right. Yeah. I guess Zach Braff's got a bit of an ear, too. I mean, he did that movie.
Oh, Garden State. Yeah, right? That soundtrack.
Yeah, big soundtrack.
Back when soundtracks were a thing.
Like, I bet the Shins probably owe something to him.
They had been around a while before that, I believe.
Well, for a couple years at the very least, I know. Probably bands before that, too. But
I think that was a lot of people's introduction.
Oh, for sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
But back to carpentry's fun, too. I don't want to not carpentry.
I've done a lot of that, and I've come up with a lot of lyrics through carpentry.
Yeah, exactly.
No carpentry for me. I have very soft hands.
Me too. It must be a bassist thing.
Oh, it's a good trade to learn for a few years.
Absolutely.
And then learn what you can.
I'm learning it now that I have a house. You know, before it was, you know, Dad might let me swing the hammer, but then he'd come back later and, you know, swing it better or something. But now it's just me.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm not handy. My wife is way handy. Like, when the shit gets broken, I'm like, babe, I don't know how to fit. And she'll be like,
that might be a similar thing with me. My wife, who might be sitting right next to me.
Yeah, I was going to say who might be here.
Might be handier than myself as well.
I feel like I'm good at it. If I did it again, if like I'm doing plumbing, and I did it again right after that, I'd be like, yeah. But then I forget it.
Yeah, plumbing's the one that I'm not even fucking with plumbing. Like,
oh, I fuck with it.
No way. No way. We're in the process. I don't know if you can see like some of the pecs on the wall, but we're in the process of we have to take all of the copper piping out of this entire house and replace them.
Ooh.
Yeah, the copper piping.
There's got to do some. You're gonna be doing.
I'm not doing it. Like let's be clear. I am not doing it.
Is your wife doing it or
no? No, we had it. No,
oh, you're having it. All right.
Yeah, that's a professional dude.
We had to have a professional come in. But even just like watching just that little bit, I'm like, how do you know what you're doing, dude? Because the guy who's doing it's a guy that I know, so I can ask jackassy questions.
While he's doing shit,
but I'm like, how do you know the water's not just going to come shooting out of that thing?
Right.
You know? Not for me. See, and I told you before we got rolling, I was like, it's going to devolve. And that's what makes
carpentry and plumbing.
That's what makes the show interesting.
It
devolves. You never know what you're going to get.
Because I was going to, if he was doing it himself, I'm going to say, I use PEX Alpex, which has aluminum in the PEX so you can bend it.
Yeah.
And it stays in the form that you bend it on. But, I mean, he's a professional.
He knows that trick.
Yeah, but maybe next time he's over, I'll just like.
Drop the PEX Alpex, dude.
Like, if he's not looking, I'll like pull it out of my pocket and be like, is that a. What about Alpex? You ever think about that?
Huh? Yeah.
That might be a good application here. No?
Yeah. He'd probably just be like, dude, shut the fuck up and get out of here. I know you're just using buzzwords. You know?
Google tell you that?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, probably. So at this point, you know, we've got the full band together. And you were, you know, there was the dispute on carryover songs or whatever. But, like, when do you think the Doomsday Mechanics original music started? Like, that was, everybody was in place and those were the songs that were being written.
It had to be about February 21, right, I think? February 2021, I think, is when I got a text. Might have been January, but I would say that's the start. And I remember I came in. I want to say you guys had the five songs started. You guys had five songs started. Gino had parts. So I would say February 2021, Doomsday Mechanics.
We're going to stick with that. You sound like you've done your research.
But it's easier for me because I joined, right? And yeah, I've been in other bands, but we played once years ago before that where we all wanted to play guitar. It didn't really work out. But once Doomsday started, I mean, it was kind of like a fresh thing for me. I'm playing bass. I hadn't played bass since I was like 15 years old in bands. You know, I've usually played in punk rock, metal, hardcore punk bands, things like that. So this is like alternative rock or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah.
It's different. So it's easier for me to remember. I feel like it was like a fresh start in some ways, you know, a new branch.
Because in my mind, you came on board and we just wrote these songs. But that's not right.
Well, you know, I came in, I made them far better.
Yeah. I'll put my stamp on that. Yeah,
they were good songs, man. They really always were. I remember thinking, I heard. Gosh, what was it? I think, What in the Hell Did I Just Hear? That's the name of the song.
Yeah, it's the name of the song.
I think that was the first song I heard where I was like, wow, this is something special. So it was like the first song.
Wow.
There was enough there for me to like it.
Oh, cool.
And so at this point, how much, you know, you've written songs, how much recorded material do you have, like, as of, like, today?
12 songs.
Yeah, we have 12 songs as today. So that's cool. That's not prolific by any means.
That's more than what my band has.
We started with five, and now we only have seven more.
We did, but
yeah, but songwriting's hard.
Yeah.
But look at it like difficult. This: when we recorded the first EP, which I came in, and it was like 13 months later that we did the first EP. We wrote one more song in that time frame, and we finished it the day before we recorded. So. Yeah. Since then, it's 2 years and six songs. So think of it like that. We've got more proficient.
I'm
going to
look at it like that, and I like it. I have a lot
of songs in the chamber. I just haven't brought them to the...
So it's our fault.
No, it's actually...
Oh, I get it.
I'll let you in on a little secret. I've got a... Nathan is my dog, and if I'm writing the song and Nathan gets off the bed...
Bad song.
Done. It's gone. Wow, that song really? Is... Yeah.
I did not know that.
He's my gauge.
Fair.
So
Nathan knows his shit.
He swings the axe.
And he's a great producer.
He's got a lot of experience.
Dogs know.
Dogs are the best.
Yeah. Right. So 12 songs, one EP that's recorded out there on Spotify, iTunes, all those streaming platforms, and then new EP coming out this fall time. So cool. 12 fully mastered recorded songs.
We recorded up at Dreamlands in Woodstock.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've heard of that studio.
It's oh my gosh, yeah, wow. If anybody can get up there, it is
a great experience.
Yeah.
I don't take vacations, but that's like Disneyland. Like, it is it's a magical time for you just to be up there. So there's no distractions. You're just in a recording studio, and then they have like a house that you can, when you book the studio, you get to live in this house.
Yeah,
wow. Which is just like a stone's throw away. So mm-hmm. I mean, for 3 days I was just from the house to the studio. And
see, that for me would be better than Disneyland.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Without question.
That is
and,
it,
yeah,
like,
same.
Like,
and this.
You leave there and you're friends, like, I wish other people could have this.
You feel very privileged.
Like, I feel bad telling people because I'm like, it's so awesome. And when you tell
very
people,
fortunate.
You feel like an asshole because you're like, oh, this guy's like throwing it in my face that he had this.
Yeah, I was at a record. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not, dude. It is.
No, it's really not.
It's so, oh my goodness.
The studio... And Ariel who's the sound engineer, I believe. But, I mean, for us, he's, I don't know, when we're there, he feels like the fifth member of the band.
Fifth
he's so good.
Sure, yeah.
You know, he makes you feel like it makes you feel good, you know, and he gives just the right amount of feedback to kind of lead you to where he, you know, he almost thinks a, you know, something that might sound cool with the song, and, you know, he cares about what we think. It's just a great all-around experience for sure with him.
That's cool. So do we want to play a song?
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Which one we want to do?
Well, you know, we talked about the first two. Let's just stick with that. So I'd say Woods? Woods?
Yeah, let's go Woods.
Woods.
All Woods right. It is.
You want to go talk a little
about
that?
Oh, Woods is about just realizing that when you're younger, everything's amazing. And then as you grow up, you kind of figure shit out. And then you kind of, it's sad. So that's the song.
So this is about the feel-good hit of summer coming up.
It's going to a like a circus, and you're seeing a magical act, and you're like, holy moly, this is all amazing. And then going back years later and being like, oh my God, the world
no,
is...
No, I think you're talking about Fifths.
Oh, fuck. That is Fifths.
You want to hear that?
Erase the race better.
Instead?
So Woods is about... Oh, yeah, it's just about growing up upstate New York. That's doing a... Yeah. It's
upstate about New York things.
Upstate New York living is Woods.
Yeah. Yeah, riding a truck in the woods, right?
Yeah, wrecking a truck in the woods. That's what it's about.
What else? You do a couple of different things in that song, don't you?
Yeah, about just
you got a lot of great lyrics in that. I think you're thrown off by misidentifying the song,
I'm
and now you're
headlights
just
now, yeah.
Now you're stunned.
I am stunned.
Don't know what to say.
Which is funny.
Well, let the listeners know what it's about.
Quick,
when they
there's
hear.
A fun story with that, because Gino would also get his guitar line with Woods and Fifths.
You'd swap them up,
and now you're mixing the story up, and they don't even really sound that much.
They don't
alike,
sound anything alike.
Sweet. It's a twin thing.
I'll say with our band, the names are the last thing.
Oh.
So it's hard to figure out what we named which one.
It's fair, yeah.
Because it's usually like the new song, the new song,
right?
The third song.
We need a code name for this song.
It
what do we
say,
give it?
Joe, it does code say name. Woods in the song on this
But we didn't name that song until that's after true. We recorded it.
Well, let's listen to
all
it.
Right, let's, sorry. Sorry, Andy.
No worries. Let's listen to Woods. Doomsday Mechanics, and then we'll be right back.
Sound no matter how much noise there is.
So that was Woods, Doomsday Mechanics. And that one's on the new album that you're working on now, correct?
That's correct, yes. It's going to be released early September. It's going to be called Snap Apple Night. It's the name we just recently decided.
Just here on...
Yes. Like, yeah, I was going to say, like, just like probably 30 seconds ago.
Yes.
We are.
Like, that was an interesting conversation here with the band. Be like, do you want to call the album that? Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, we'll call the album that. All right, let's roll.
The theme on the first one, I don't know if you guys are completely on board of it.
I'm on board.
But the first one was like kind of summery sounding. So that was Dog Day Effects.
Right, like.
And this one I felt like was a bit more fall. I'd like to do...
We're going to try to do an EP for every season.
Yeah, every season.
Nice. Is the goal.
And kind of write it in that vein.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's succeed. Thus far, I think it's succeeding. And Snap Up All Night, I think, is an old like kind of fall type holiday. Right. Long forgotten.
Right, so the first EP was...
Oh, that's an actual holiday?
Yeah, I think it used to be like kind of equated with like Halloween.
Ooh.
A lot of divination.
I thought it was
who
like,
you were going to marry.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Indeed.
Oh. Let's double down on that name then. Yes. I thought it was like when you put a... this is when you...
Apple on
just,
a stick?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Exactly. I'm like, oh, it's a
flinging
cool
apples.
Thing. Yeah.
No.
I was deadly with those, by the way.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Kid,
I've gotten...
apple trees. I could kill a man with an apple if I wanted. I didn't say it did.
Amazing.
That was some good, yeah. And we would get the right, you'd have to have a stick that had enough bend in it.
Yeah. It couldn't snap. It
no.
It had to be like a green
and
stick.
And it had to have some bend to it, yeah.
It had to have a little
and then the weight of the apple.
Yeah.
You needed those little green ones.
Yeah. And then we upgraded to the potato gun, of course, after that.
Of course. It's a natural progression.
Did you ever do a potato gun?
I had a buddy that had the potato gun, but like, I never.
We got into some big trouble with the potato gun.
I went straight to the explosives. Just
we dabbled in that as well.
I was pretty bad with explosives when I was a kid. And it's funny because since I've had Calvin, I don't fuck with fireworks.
Oh,
at all.
He's not a good.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I did, and it was like one of those things. Not only is like he is not amazing with it, like I just didn't equate. You know what I mean? Like I just didn't think of.
Yeah.
What's happening to households around or like whatever or like, you know, animals that can hear the firework from like a mile away. I just never fucking thought of it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then like when it dawned on me, I was like,
yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like
yeah.
And then I was just like, nah, I don't fucking fireworks anymore.
Yeah. And they are just, we just recently for the 4th of July had some fireworks and my ex-wife, I had my son. She's like, do not screw around with fireworks. So I had this huge mountain of stone for the people that are watching could get behind, and then we were going to fire the fireworks over there. It seemed like the safest thing. I've never been at a fireworks show where you actually had a wall of stone, like a pile of stone.
It just seems like if you need the wall of stone.
Yeah. just in case, because my ex
wants to go see a fireworks show. Here's your bomb disposal suit.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So I feel like, safe now.
But wouldn't you know, one of the things shot out of the side and went right over that thing of stone.
Where
landed right
was...
where the kids were watching. Yep. And they scattered. So, I mean, they're laughing about it now, but at the time, like, oh my, I might be done with fireworks.
Is the story already been told? Like,
no, that just happened on the 4th.
Right. But I mean, does...
Oh, did I tell my ex? No. She won't. She's not going to listen to anything that we're not any part of.
Okay.
We're still friends, but she's not going to listen to a podcast.
You're like, no, I didn't tell her. I just told like anybody in the world
that
would like to hear. Like, but
yeah, this will go well.
But yeah, he's probably right. She's not gonna.
No,
listen.
I know she doesn't listen to our music.
My wife doesn't even listen to the show.
Oh no, it's nothing against you. I'm sure she'd like the show. It's
she
me that
bass.
She doesn't like.
She played bass.
She
us.
Played bass with us. Yeah, for
on
our
tour.
First tour. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So. But not as was that the, not that not as this band that was a different that was Friends Anita.
Friends Anita. Yeah. Every time we say it, man, I'm just like, holy shit! Like I played it definitely more than just one show. Like I played that it was in rotation. For
yeah,
a while
I do
because,
remember
like that name. It's... Like, wow! Like, if you have one of those old CDs around,
ooh.
I would really
you should, but I don't.
If you do run across one of those,
oh,
that
yeah,
would be
send
fucking
way.
Wild.
Yeah.
I remember
you definitely
like,
got the
when you're saying that.
Yeah, I must have some.
I mean, those are just made. We just bought white jackets and screen printed them. So mm-hmm. I don't, it's not like we made a lot of them. And it was just a burned CD, I think. We didn't have them pressed, did we? No, or maybe we did. No, you know,
we had
no.
the first one pressed. That
oh, we
that
did
one,
have
yeah.
an album, but that's not the one we sent to him.
No, I don't believe no. so.
Still, fucking wild.
It is wild. Small world.
Yeah, absolutely. Or at least send me like an MP3 of a, if you have an MP3 of a Friends in Need of song. And
oh,
I'll,
yeah.
like, play it on a weekend. I'll tell the, tell the story.
Oh, yeah. Maddie's got it.
Then
yeah.
play it on, yeah, on a weekend song. Spotlight episode. That'd be pretty funny.
Oh, that'd be hell yeah.
And especially hearing the song, I'd be like, oh, oh, oh shit. I remember this shit. So we've got the album coming out in September. We just heard the first single off it. You have another EP that's already out and available on streaming and, yep. and everywhere. So do we want to hear another teaser of a song on the upcoming album?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this upcoming album. So let's do another one off that.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
What do you want to... I was thinking Slugs. Was that...
Track two, Slugs.
Let's
yeah.
do
one
Slugs.
And two.
Yep. All right, sweet. Let's listen to Slugs then.
What a jam.
All right, this is Slugs, Doomsday Mechanics, and then we'll be right back to wrap it up. So that was Slugs, Doomsday Mechanics. And guys, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come out here. It was not only cool to meet you, but cool to realize that we have interacted 20 some odd years ago. Yeah,
thank you. And, that's amazing.
Yeah, and here we are again. So really super cool. But before we go, I just want to give everybody a chance to say what I refer to as your gratitudes.
I'm going to start it off probably strong with Amy. I would like to thank Amy. She's always been at our shows. Oh, I've known her forever. Jeff's known her forever. Joe's known her forever, too, and she's just amazing. All the media, so definitely.
Yeah, and that's the unsung hero is doing. Like, we do the fun stuff of playing music, mm-hmm. and then she does all our videos, yeah. pictures, which is
all that.
Right.
The stuff that's beyond me. I like to have fun.
And I'd like to thank Joseph for a lot of good lyrics on this one.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
I always worry about the lyrics.
The lyrics, I think, are really good on this one. Right. Thank you.
And I always tell him, like, oh, my brother hates everything I do.
But he does.
I'm glad. This is the first. I mean, thank you, dude. That means a lot to me.
Oh. That's literally the nicest thing I've ever heard.
Really, it is, because we are at each other's throat. The Gallagher brothers don't have anything on the anger that we have towards each other. Or the Counting Crows brothers hate each other too.
Black Crows.
Oh, the Black Crows.
They,
yes,
they reconciled.
Oh, did they?
Chris and Rich. Yeah, they reconciled.
They want to be more like the twins from Gunner, man.
No,
they get along well.
The Nelson or Nelson.
That's not
Nelson.
Gunner though. They're
Gunner Nelson.
Gunner Nelson.
Creepers. I messed that up real bad.
It's Nelson is the band.
Gunner was one of the brothers.
Oh man, crash and burn.
Damn.
All right, Jeff's going to thank some people.
Okay. I would also like to thank my wife, Amy. Yeah, it's a big shocker, I know. Thank my other band, Lemon Law. They've always been real cool, supportive of me doing so many multiple music projects. Mom and Dad, who supported me, even though they hated punk rock and a lot of rock and roll growing up. They've always supported me real good. I would like to thank Gino's wife, Tara. She is always very, very cool about it. We practice at Gino's house, so always been grateful that we have a place to do that. It's not always
absolutely should have said that one.
No, it's all good. It's all good. You said my wife. I'll say your wife. Nothing weird about that at all. Our recording engineer Ariel Shafir. I hope I'm saying that correctly. From Dreamland Studio. He's an incredible person to work with.
Awesome dude. Awesome dude.
At a wonderful studio. Beautiful. So I mean, if it's good enough for the Pixies, then it's far, far too good for me. But it's an incredible experience. So big thank you to him as well. And you know, a lot of our co-workers who've come out and supported us at our local shows, you know, just so many good of them, you know, P. Salero, Chris Stegan,
Davis,
Jeff Davis,
Riley,
he spells his name
wrong,
but Jeff Davis, yes, for sure, Riley D, yes, Kaylee Boys, list could go on and on and on, honestly.
I'd like to thank anybody that takes the time to listen to new music and, like, listen to something on Spotify or give anything a chance, live or digital. Give music a chance is just awesome because that's why we do it. And then I'd like to thank the gods of rock and roll for really shining down on this band. And it's been years since a rock and roll band has been so strong, you know what I'm saying?
And incredibly humble.
Yes, they really.
And thank you, Andy, so much for having us.
Oh, yeah, it's been a great time.
You so much.
Sweet. All right, so they are Doomsday Mechanics. I am Andy Scullin. This is Unsigned 518. I'll see you on the road. Unsigned 518 is produced and hosted by me, Andy Scullin. New episodes are available every week wherever you stream podcasts. If you'd like to help support the show, please like and subscribe wherever you are listening, or you could buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/unsigned518. If you would like to advertise on the show, send me an email at unsigned518@gmail.com. And to be a guest on the show, reach out to me through Instagram at unsigned518. Take care of one another, and I'll see you next week.